Welcome back, my friend. It is ADHD Powerful Possibilities. I'm back this week. It's ADHD Coach Catherine. This week, we're going to talk about the value of a diagnosis, or do we want a label? In ADHD Powerful Possibilities, I share the insights, the information, and the thoughts that come to me, a certified advanced ADHD coach, through working with my clients, through looking at research and talking to the wider community, the people that get in touch with me, that keep in touch through my email, through my social media. And something that's come up quite a bit in the last 2 or 3 weeks is, why should I get a diagnosis? Or my partner doesn't want my child to get a diagnosis. My relative doesn't understand why I want a diagnosis. And they maybe don't even believe that they have ADHD, and they're confused. They don't get why having a diagnosis matters. So this episode is for people who hesitate around labelling their children and adults who don't really think they have ADHD because at the moment their life has adapted round about it. And we're going to look at why having a diagnosis matters, even if you think it's not a problem right now. A very common circumstance is when people say, I don't want them to have a label. I don't want my kid to have a label. Everybody has a label now. Everybody has letters. Why do you need a diagnosis? It doesn't mean anything. You're doing okay. It's so normal for people to feel some anxiety. It might be your cultural background. I know lots of people who come from places where it is still a stigma to be ADHD or autistic, where it's seen as a defect and it has an impact on how people perceive you, whether you're capable, whether you're intelligent. And in that context, you can see, yeah, it's understandable they'd want to avoid that stigma. Obviously, that's not what I'm about, but I can understand where they're coming from. What's harder is when we live in a country where it's accepted that neurodivergence is all around us. Why are those people still anxious around having a child assessed and diagnosed? Just imagine constantly feeling like you're not quite living up to your potential, missing deadlines, losing things, struggling to focus in important meetings, not coping with the things that you need to do on a daily basis. What does that do to you over time and how you think of yourself? And what if there's an explanation for all of those struggles and ways to manage them better? So when I hear people say, I don't want to label my child, I understand where they're coming from. Nobody wants their child to be pigeonholed or treated as less or broken or defective. But here's the thing. Diagnosis isn't just about giving somebody a label. It is a key that unlocks their understanding of themselves as well as support. And by support, I don't mean the mythical magic money tree, which lots of people seem to think happens when you have a child diagnosed with ADHD. I have heard the most outrageous things. People think, oh, they'll get lots of money and benefits. That doesn't happen. But there are things that you can access, and it is important to have a diagnosis as early and as accurately as possible. So for example, you are in a relationship and your co-parent says, everybody's got a label these days. My daughter doesn't have any problems. She's a bit quirky. It's not a big deal. On the surface, everything is fine. But when we don't understand what's happening beneath the surface behaviour, both that young child and the parents are trying to drive a road without a map. They don't know what the destination is. ADHD and autism are not just about special interest. It's not about hyperactivity. It's not about a lack of focus or attention. It's basically your entire way of experiencing and processing the world and relating to other people. And going from personal experience, when your child is very small and cute, their ability to monologue for half an hour on a particular topic without noticing if you're interested or not is charming. And they can get away with a lot when they're little. But if you've got, especially for young men, if you've got a young boy and he's small and cute, they can get away with a lot. When they are 15, 16 year olds and they're very tall and they have that teenage boy thing where they suddenly sprout and their own voice and arms and legs and things, it's very different. And how people perceive them and respond to them will be different. And then their personal view of themselves will be different. Obviously, with an official diagnosis, in theory, we have access to resources, accommodations in school, college, and at work. We can also think about what strategies we need to tailor to help that person, whatever their age is, because we want them to thrive, not just survive. And there are studies that show early diagnosis and intervention significantly improve not just academic performance, but social skills, friendships, relating to other people. And then they reduce the chances of things like anxiety and depression, which travel with ADHD and autism because the young person thinks that they are somehow wrong. There's a problem with them, and it's not something that they understand. They don't know why they're getting it wrong. They maybe don't have the social context to identify what it is about how they make friends that is just annoying people. Or if you're in an office, why is it nobody wants to go out with you after work? If you are running a business, why is it that networking and going to the post office is so hard? If you're managing a department, what is it about your style of communication that has your staff rolling their eyes and not doing what you have asked them to do? If you're delivering reports, if you're pitching for work, what is it that you are not getting? And instead of it being, oh, I understand it's because my brain tends to go black and white, it tends to make these big leaps and other people, bless them, need me to take them in little steps. It's not that. Not that there's anything wrong with you. It is a little bit like your car runs on diesel and everybody else's car runs on petrol. Or it's, I've heard this used before, we run on Apple iOS and everybody else is on Windows. So an earlier diagnosis prevents people blaming themselves. Understanding how to translate between Apple and Windows, if you like, and being able to put those strategies in place early enough to avoid things like anxiety and depression and the social isolation, which to me is one of the main problems I see with undiagnosed young people entering their teens and 20s, and for especially women in their 30s and 40s, that point where things start to go really crazy, off the rails, wrong, in spite of you being really intelligent and capable and understanding lots of things. You can anticipate it, you can put strategies in place, you can have accommodations, your expectation and understanding of yourself changes, you can give yourself grace and compassion, and that alone reduces the amount of stress that you live with. So it's really important that a diagnosis isn't just about a label. It allows you to understand yourself, communicate your needs, and not blame yourself for being someone who finds it harder to do things that other people appear to do simply. And what happens if adults haven't had a diagnosis in their childhood? I would say 90% of my clients fall into this category. They are smart, they are capable, they're creative, they're generally go-getting, they're wonderful people, but they weren't diagnosed early on. And so by the time I start to work with them, they've become aware of ADHD, they've hopefully had a diagnosis, many of them are trying medication, ideally they've had some therapy to deal with the wounds or the scars that sometimes travel, and they're ready to make changes. But if you don't accept that ADHD even exists, what happens? So picture this. You have worked tirelessly your whole life to meet the idea of what being a good boy or a good girl means in your family, in your peer group, in your workplace. And you're doing it. You're capable of doing that and sustaining it. But what is the cost in terms of your stress, in terms of your belief in yourself as somebody who's capable? And what if recognizing that you have ADHD allows you to feel more yourself, more energized, and just happier, more joyful, able to do things that are fun instead of constantly being on high alert for missing the social mark? We see this in generally the older generation who still have a stigma around ADHD or who have managed to adapt and shut down their life and potential to conform to this idea of what is an acceptable way to behave until usually their 60s or 70s or maybe a grandchild or something is diagnosed. Maybe they've done a great job meeting the expectations of their family, their friends, their work, and maybe they have pushed through. They are people-pleasing, they are perfectionist, and they give themselves a hard time because they're worried that if they don't do that, other people will start to really spot what's different about them. It might look like they don't need an ADHD diagnosis, and they certainly do not want to accept that they could be ADHD. Apart from the fact that this can affect how younger members of our family behave and how they see themselves, and it can do damage to them if they pick up these behaviours, there's a lot of research showing undiagnosed ADHD in adults doesn't just lead to chronic stress, which we know has a physical impact on our health, all of these blood pressure, these really significant physical things, but it also leads to more mental health problems and burnout. And there was a systematic review in BMC Medicine that found untreated ADHD in adults led to poorer long-term outcomes, including lower socioeconomic status, which means they don't earn as much, more unemployment because they burn out, they lose their jobs, and a much higher risk of substance abuse and legal problems. For example, the prison population is much, much higher in terms of proportion of people with undiagnosed ADHD. As well as the things that people have said to me, conforming to social expectations through people-pleasing and perfectionism comes at a very high personal cost. You might not follow those dreams, those bright, shiny ideas that people with ADHD have that don't just change your life. They change the lives of others. The people we see leading industry and world-changing business are generally people who are neurodivergent, often ADHD, and they have these flashes of insight. If they don't embrace those in case they upset other people, we might be in a very different place, and not in a good way. And that's why embracing a diagnosis transforms your daily life. And things that are a struggle can begin to feel almost like a strength. Because when you have the tools to manage your life more effectively, it stops feeling like you're pushing treacle uphill. I don't know if you saw the film Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang. There's a wonderful scene where one of the characters has poured, I think it's Maggie Smith, who I adore, she's poured treacle into a drawer in the shop. And that is exactly what it's like trying to live with ADHD without a diagnosis. Eventually it's going to come out. How it comes out is up to you. So you can make scones or you can make a mess in your drawer. Me, I love a treacle scone. Or I really enjoy a nice pancake. Treacle pancakes are amazing. But if you just pour it into a drawer to hide it and pretend you don't have treacle, it's not going to be very good for anybody. So a diagnosis doesn't just mean you get a label. You're not being pigeonholed. It means you understand your needs. You can access support and resources. For young people, this can mean earlier intervention, more long-term improved outcomes. And for grown-ups, it means you're more likely to get medication that works really well for you as well. The energy that you put into managing untreated, undiagnosed ADHD is the energy that belongs to you to do amazing things out in the world. And for adults, diagnosis means that they are able to embrace strategies they might not have considered before and find support systems that meet their unique ways of thinking and working in the world. I'm going to invite you to think about the possibility of a life where your strengths are recognized, your struggles are minimized and managed, but your potential is fully allowed to shine. All of the evidence points to earlier diagnosis, or a diagnosis at any point, being beneficial. And I'm not saying this because it's any benefit to me. I coach people whether they have a diagnosis or not. I will coach anyone. But if you have a diagnosis, you can give yourself permission to accept what you need. And that is the thing that changes for people, that acceptance and permission. And other people will look at you with more acceptance, with understanding, and maybe even curiosity. Wow, they are so amazing. They run their own business. They have this fantastic project. They've got this wonderful invention. They have created this incredible thing. They are doing so well, university, and they have ADHD. And that amazing curiosity, wait a minute, you do that and you have ADHD, is what's going to change things in the future for everyone. Not just us, but people without ADHD who maybe think, maybe I could do that too. We are inviting them to see that it's not a label, it is a permission slip to do things differently. And they can use that too. Because one thing I can tell you is that strategies that work for people with ADHD work beautifully for people who don't have a diagnosis. So please don't be scared of a diagnostic label. Don't be scared of having a bunch of letters. It doesn't change you, but it can change how you go forward in the world. And it can change what support is available to you right now. If this has been helpful, please share it with other people. We really need to explain that ADHD and getting a diagnosis isn't a bad thing. And we need to give people permission to be themselves and to try things that work wonderfully for them in a way they may not have anticipated. Remember, understanding yourself is just the first step to living your very best life, which is what I want you to have. Until the next time, take care.